This is Dave Fleming, Senior Leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. You've arrived at the third podcast in the series Know Thyself, The Journey of Self-Discovery. And in this series, we're looking at that Greek maxim that actually dates far earlier than the Greeks, where humans started to pass along this important piece of wisdom, that to live a life of meaning, a life of purpose, is to know thyself. In the first week, we looked at what does it even mean to have a self? What are we knowing? Is our self static or constructed? What does it mean to have a self? Or do we have many selves? And are they appearing and disappearing? Huh. Then in the second week, we looked at the core element of taking responsibility for your life and the role of the ego in that responsible life. We looked at how the ego is insidious and can get us in so much trouble, but that it's not necessarily a bad part of me, but clearly something that I need to move beyond into a deeper, more authentic expression of being. And now today we come to another core element, the element of curiosity. How can we know ourselves until we have something pique our curiosity to explore ourselves? Todd Kashtan, who has studied for over two decades the dynamic of curiosity, defines it this way. Curiosity is about how we pay attention to what is happening in the moment. You're on a walk. A bird lands on a branch near you, it piques your interest, your eyes turn toward it, and then perhaps your curiosity about the bird, about the life of the bird, about what the bird does. Does the bird think, or does the bird just respond to instinct? Perhaps you think about that species of birds. Perhaps you want to learn more about that bird. Or perhaps none of that happens. Why is our curiosity ignited in some situations and stays passive in others? That's still a mystery to some degree, but there are many influencers that will prod our curiosity into aliveness, if you will, and then cause us to want to explore something further. If we're going to live a life of meaning, a life of transformation, then one of the places we have to ignite our curiosity is around ourselves. But how do we do that? How do we do that? As we move through the day, it's so easy to go through the, you fill in the blank. I'm just going through the, almost like robots. Almost like, as Dave Matthews said years ago, ants marching down the street, not alive, not aware of what's going on inside ourselves. What piques our curiosity? Well, what we know is that our curiosity is triggered by external and internal interesting and novel things. When we see that bird, or we see other happenings around us in the external world, first we may take that in visually, but then we get curious about that. Outside of my house right now are a number of spider webs. And every morning, my wife and I go out and we look at the spider webs and they spin a new one almost every day. And the construction is amazing. And I keep thinking to myself, how did you evolve, spider, to be able to do that? I mean, what was the process you've had to go through for 400 million years to get to a point where you can spin the web? I'm watching you spin in this moment. Something piques my curiosity. Guess what I did later that day? I started reading about spiders. And the way they spin, and the type of silk they have, and that not all spider webs are the same, and on it goes. We need something to pique our curiosity. How do we do that with our lives? How do we do that with ourselves. Because as we go through the motions, it's easy just to think, I am a static being that isn't growing, doesn't have the potential to transform, doesn't have the potential to let go of a self and create a new one. How do we get curious about ourselves? James Hillman, a brilliant 20th century psychologist, wrote these words: "We dull our lives by the way we conceive them. We have stopped imagining them with any sort of romance, any fictional flair." Ah, now Hillman gives us a clue as to how we can pique our curiosity about ourselves. What if we saw ourselves as a story? What if we saw ourselves as a story with all the elements of a story that then we applied curiosity, this ability to notice what's going on and paying attention to how I show up in a moment, to contemplate that, to think deeply about what am I doing right now and why? And then to engage in a process by which I risk my way to a better version of me, whether that's in a moment or in a season of life. What if I could apply these steps of curiosity, noticing and contemplating and transforming into my life by viewing my life as a story? Have you ever thought of your life as a story? What's one of your favorite stories? Either one you've read or one you've watched, a movie, a play, a book, even maybe something just handed down orally to you by a loved one. What's a favorite story of yours? And what would happen if you could see yourself as a story and apply curiosity to your own life? I want to suggest to you that if we see ourselves as a story, it will pique our interest. We will have the, if you will, the different birds of our life land, and it will pique our interest to explore our story, to explore what's happening to us and how it is we show up in the midst of that happening. How do we apply curiosity to the story of our lives? Well, think of four elements of stories. And these are areas where you can get curious about your life. The first one is story arcs. Think about a movie or a sitcom or a book, and there's an arc, isn't there? Or more than one. There are story arcs. There are big themes that travel through like a thread through the story. Well, we have these in our lives too. We have big themes, themes about our relationships. Maybe we continue to get into a particular kind of relationship or something about our work or our physical body or our health. Or other situations, maybe we sabotage ourselves on a regular basis when it comes to a particular kind of experience. What are the big themes happening in your relationships, in your work? Can you see, let's just take relationships for a minute. Can you see a pattern you're repeating in the relationships of your life? Not just an intimate relationship, but relationships in general. Perhaps there's an anger that continues to come about in my life. Or perhaps there's something that brings me great joy in my relationships. And I notice that in this relationship and in that relationship and in this one, there is a certain kind of quality or a certain moment that we reach that brings me great energy and great delight. Maybe that's saying something to me about what matters to me. Huh. Why does that always geek me out when I'm with other people? Now we're starting to see the storylines, the big themes of our life, and we're getting curious about those. When I was 11 years old, maybe, maybe older, 12, 13, somewhere in there, I experienced a bit of nepotism. My dad was a president of a small college, and I got a job working maintenance. And I was to clean the classrooms after summer school. And I remember the first time I walked into a classroom. My heart started racing, and I had no idea why. But almost on cue, I walked up to the front of the board, to the front of the room where the board, chalkboard, believe it or not, was. And I started teaching the empty chairs. I started teaching the empty chairs like I was teaching a class. I wrote on the board. I made some brilliant points that day at 12. And that theme has carried me through my life, and teaching and imparting ideas and pushing and pulling on ideas with people have become important elements, not only of my life, but my work, my life work. It's a theme, it's an arc, and it teaches me to look at myself, to look at my self-expression, to transform into better versions of a communicator. Get curious about the story arc, the story themes of your life. Then get curious about the characters in your life. And I use that on purpose. There are people in our lives, and they are characters, if you will. Some are only in our lives for a brief moment. Others are around a lifetime. What do these characters teach me about me? What do they teach me about me? An easy way to think about this is, who's the growth person in your life? You know, that person who keeps showing up, that irritates you, that is so different than you, that rubs you the wrong way. And they just show up over and over again. I like to call them growth people because their irritation is most of the time not so much about them, but revealing something about me. The characters in your life, how can they pique your interest, not just about them, but about you? Number three, the scenes of our lives. These are brief moments, brief experiences. You know, from a conversation to a meeting to something that resembles a scene in a movie. It might last a minute, it might last an hour, but these can be very defining moments in life. One conversation can reveal so much about me. These serendipitous moments where we have an encounter maybe with a stranger, or maybe it's with someone very familiar, but as we're talking with that person, something about the quality of the moment changes and the scene becomes very powerful. Can you think of a scene in your life in the last 7 days that you should go back to and replay to the best of your memory and imagination and learn something about yourself in that scene? Maybe it was a scene you didn't like the way it went, or maybe you loved the way it went and you want to learn how to do more of that. Go back and reflect on the scenes of your life and how you behaved in them. What are you learning about yourself through the scenes of your life? And then finally, scripts. Scripts are simply the words we speak and the feelings that are associated with them. Scripts are also the thoughts that flit about in my mind and the feelings associated with them. What are these scripts? What are these, the arrangement of words and how I speak and what I say? What are they revealing to me? You've been, and I've been, we've all been in conversations where somebody says something and you think to yourself, wow, yeah, you just revealed something about yourself. You don't even know you're saying what you're saying. Well, you know, that's true for me too. That's true for you. the words we use and the associated feelings and the thoughts we have and the associated feelings that go with words and thoughts are a rich, rich place to learn about the self. They're also a place to grow, sometimes by learning to not pay attention to the monkey mind, as Buddhists call it, not pay attention to the proliferation of thoughts going on in my mind. Meditation can help with this. Mental training, breathing, yoga, body connection. So many ways to discover more about myself by paying attention to what I grab onto in my words and my thoughts and the feelings that come as a result. This idea of turning your life into a story that allows you to examine the angles of your story and learn about yourself is not new. It's not a new idea. We've told stories for thousands and thousands of years. Why? Because we relate to stories in very powerful ways. Joseph Campbell in the 20th century did amazing work to identify different story types, different types of mythology that speak to our own lives. One of his most famous is entitled The Hero's Journey. And if you look on the Reflective Journal, you'll see the hero's journey explained in 12 steps. And I won't go through them all. You can take a look at them. There's oodles of information about the hero's journey you can explore online as well. But it is a powerful movement. It's a powerful story. It's the story of Harry Potter. It's the story of Luke Skywalker. It's the story of you name it. It's our story too. We often are traversing elements of the hero's journey, the heroine's journey. What can looking at my life like a story teach me and reveal to me about myself? Our curiosity is piqued by interesting things. As Kashtin said, curiosity is not just about having attention in a moment, but about how we pay attention in a moment. If you want to know yourself, if you want to transform yourself, use the story as a way into yourself, through the story arcs and characters and scenes and scripts of your life. As the Stoics invite us from ancient times to now, take time to replay these ideas and these themes and scripts and scenes. Play them, replay them at the end of your day and often to see what they reveal to you about yourself and about a better version of your constructed self tomorrow. And enter your story like the journey matters, and pay attention to it, and you will be curious enough to bring the transformation to your own self that will help heal your wounds and allow you to share your gifts with the world around you. This is Dave Fleming, senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. Get curious about your life.